Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press. Wanted to come to you with a little programming note for today. It is Friday, March 6th. And the main podcast is going to episode of, of this week's Out the Coop podcast is going to drop a little later than usual. It's a little combination of a few things. Number one, my morning got a lot more complicated than expected, and that includes, in addition to several other things which I won't go into, that my daughter is sick too as well, so she's homesick today. The second thing is that Sean is on his way to Philadelphia for the Keystone Progress Summit, or I guess I don't know what the proper name is it for right now, because I'm a little bit disheveled, to be all frank with you. He had to kind of leave by noon, basically, to catch a train to get to Philadelphia for this week's summit. I am not going to make it to Philadelphia this weekend, in part because, like, family illness and things like this, and... yeah. So anyways, time got a little bit crunched today. So, I'm going to try to come back later on tonight once I can get things settled and probably after my kids go to sleep, and do a proper episode. But I just wanted to kind of let you know a couple things before I go, just kind of short stuff. You've heard me talk about on the podcast before about, looking to kind of do some additional segments, and I'm going to start releasing some shorter segments that are going to be patrons only. It'll be up here on our Patreon site, and one will be basically it's going to be called Unsolicited, right? And that kind of grows out of this. You've probably heard me say this a couple times in the podcast before. A kind of like unsolicited campaign advice or unsolicited media relations advice and things like this to potential candidates or to candidates or to presidential campaigns. It's just kind of more thoughts about kind of strategy and tactics in some ways. Also, more pointed commentary on specific things in the news or happenings in... kind of different locations. To give you an example, we've talked a lot of the podcast about different models of unionization, for example, right? And what it means to kind of establish a union in a form that's kind of like business unionism, where the leadership basically has control over negotiations and setting the tone and the agenda for the organization. And the members are kind of there for the most part to kind of carry out those orders or to be available when the leadership says, you know, it's time to jump. Right. The other version is kind of like a rank and file version, which is about a more democratic version of a union where members are actively involved in the union and the members are the ones that are setting the agendas. So that kind of stuff. And, you know, this stuff plays out in my own union all the time. And this past weekend, after what happened on Super Tuesday, it wasn't so much the results of the election as it was some of the discourse about the results of the election that had such strong echoes with some of the dynamics I see happening with my own union, right? And, you know, frankly, if you've listened to the show, you know that when I get into that kind of detail and those weeds, it's the kind of thing that Sean finds extraordinarily boring, and he just ends up going into Twitter and whatever gets poured out. So I thought it might be more appropriate to move that into a more kind of a focused environment for patrons who, you know, might be interested in that kind of stuff. And, you know, to remind you, you can become a member or a patron of Raging Chicken Press by going to Patreon.com/RC Press, and you become a member or a patron for as little as $5 a month. So that's one thing. So I'm going to start kind of releasing some of this commentary, and I think especially since given the fact that it is an election year and so much is happening so fast, and I have the feeling that this is going to have whatever the results are. And I don't just mean about who wins the primary. I mean also about how that primary is won, what happens after the election, who wins the election, and what happens to the progressive movement. What's going on right now seems to be going to have long-term consequences for the left, right? The progressive left as a whole, and how to begin to think about what that might be and teasing some of these things out. This unsolicited segment, it's also some places where, you know, my idea is a little bit more half-baked. It's more about process and not so much about things that I settled on. Might be things we talk about in that venue that I would not necessarily kind of like talk about on the main podcast or write about, in part because you know, there's some details I don't have nailed down or something like this, especially with stuff that I'd be writing about or reporting on. But ways to kind of get into some of that process a little bit. So there's that. So looking for that, and I, you know, I'm looking for some additional content that we could put up on the Patreon site. So there's that. And I hate to, you know, in some ways I hate to do that, right? I hate to do, you know, put this stuff for kind of members only. But one, it's also a way of separating out the main podcast where, you know, people don't necessarily want to hear all this other stuff. They just want to hear the normal podcast. And also it's a way of kind of trying to really figure out a path forward for keeping this podcast and keep Raging Chicken sustainable going forward. So there's that. In some other news, we had I've had a couple other people who are interested in writing music for the podcast. It's been kind of cool because a couple years ago, I actually we had a contest that we ran early on in the days of the podcast. Right, this is when we had many more writers at Raging Chicken Press doing the writing stuff, and the podcast was still kind of in its infancy. We've kind of like switched that balance a little bit lately, which I want to get back in balance, but that's another story too as well. But anyways, so I ran a contest, right? Basically looking for people who would be willing to kind of write the theme song, would be willing to do kind of spoof songs, like basically take a song and kind of, you know, rewrite it for different political purposes that we could air. And frankly, I just didn't get, you know, very many bites on that. So I just, it's something that I dropped. But since, you know, friend of the show, Ben, started writing his, giving us his little show intros, you know, you've heard No Quid Pro Quo now, and you've heard Vote for Bloomberg Peasants, right? Those are friend of the show, Ben's stuff. People who have been listening said, hey, my friend's a musician too as well. They would love to write something. Like, okay, let's do it. So that's going to be kind of fun. And what I'd like to also do, and my point of bringing that up at this point, is that also on the Patreon site, what I'm going to do is I'll release, I got to check in with a friend of the show, Ben, first, and kind of release the full songs like on that Patreon site. So if you did want to hear the full song, just the full song, it's not, at, you know, as part of a transition in our normal podcast, that you could check that out too as well. You know, it's the little things. So anyways, look for the stuff later on. If I get a chance to check in with Sean while he's in Philadelphia, we might see if we can hook him in by phone. Otherwise, I'll be back probably later tonight. If not, maybe later Saturday night, but hopefully later tonight to do a little bit more debrief on the week. Because, I mean, so much happened this week, and it's so fundamentally altered this presidential race in so many different ways. And I'm not talking about just the horse race. You know, the fact that we start the week with, you know, Buttigieg and Klobuchar dropping out to support Biden ahead of Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday happens, and then Biden completely kind of out, like, overperforms his poll numbers, right? And the Sanders campaign underperforms, especially in terms of youth turnout. And so now we have this kind of, you know, semi-even race. I believe at this point, as I'm coming to you right now, that Biden is still up in delegates, although as those delegates come in from California, that margin kind of closes a bit. But regardless, I mean, the narrative has switched fundamentally. And then you have Bloomberg drop out. And then finally yesterday, Elizabeth Warren suspending her campaign. Her closing out that campaign, I have to say personally, was it was hard. And I don't mean that just purely in kind of like sentimentalist ways. I mean that in terms of what her campaign has meant. And some of the things, if you watched the interview on Rachel Maddow show last night, I mean, there's some things that, you know, Bernie supporters really have to come to terms with, too, as we move forward, right? Thinking about the nature of our organization, nature of, and I say our in, like, you know, this season. Well, I'll talk more about this tonight, but I'll talk about a little bit of my thoughts on Elizabeth Warren. And you know, spoiler alert, is like, I think she's freaking great in so many different ways. And I've hated the way that this campaign has ended up, but we'll go there. I still have those two stickers on my car. I've got the "Not Me We" "Not Me Us" sticker from Bernie Sanders, and right above that, I have that "You Don't Get What You Don't Fight For" Elizabeth Warren sticker. My little small way of saying that together we win. So, anyways, so I'm going to leave that there for now. I've got to make sure my daughter's going to get lunch. And she's doing okay, and but I didn't want you to be waiting around for this podcast to drop and then wonder what's going on and if you're going to get one this week or not. So look for something later on tonight, and I'll try to get back with a more substantive show, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of update of some things that are kind of been going through my brain in what has been a rather chaotic morning. For those of you who are headed down to the – let me get to the name for you right now. So Keystone Progress – Summit, because I think I think the name is just Progressive Summit. I guess they're just calling it Keep Going Progress, Progressive Summit. That is down in Philadelphia. So, you know, if you're still looking for something to do this weekend, it promises to be pretty awesome. It starts at 5 today, 5 p.m., and it is at the Marriott downtown Philadelphia. That is where they will go, and then it runs through 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow on Saturday. Do check that out. If you're down in the Philadelphia area and you can make it, to be great. My understanding is that Zephyr Teachout is going to be one of the keynotes, and you have just an amazing set of panelists and progressive politicians and a bunch of workshops about organizing in 2020 and beyond, which is pretty cool. Also, later on today's podcast, you're also going to hear my little breakdown. If you saw my teaser on Instagram, it's I grabbed some recent cans from Saucony Creek, Saucony Creek Brewery out in Kutztown. It's my spring break now, so I just thought, you know, that'd be kind of a good way to bring some of the Kutztown home to Berkesey, so that'd be cool. Anyways, this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press. I hope to be back on and talk to you later on tonight. And just for a little extra bonus, I will give you the joy that is Vote Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg.
It's Kevin Mahoney. I'll talk to you later on tonight.
But I'll solve see ya. The kind of crisis. Don't ask how, plebe, I'm rich. And you ain't got shit to say. I checked one of my terminals just today. Wait, why are we talking? You worth less than that terminal, for heaven's sake. And I hate to say it, but I love to do it. Kicked your grandma out of the neighborhood with a rezoning. Now billionaires like me own it. And Ray Kelly, that's a big homie, because he took care of all of my foes and tended to the broken windows.
It's Bloomberg Peasants. Bloomberg Peasants. The Bloomberg Peasants.